to the Florida Building Commission's product improvement program oversight committee meeting of Thursday, January 29th, 2026. Quick reminder, please be aware of background noise. Keep your devices silenced. However, do not put your phone on hold. Please wait to speak until offered to do so. Public comments, 3 minutes per person. Please use the raise hand icon if you wish to speak. And if everybody would state their name each time they speak, and of course, commissioners when making and seconding motions. All right, let's determine our quorum. I have Commissioner Hershberger.
Present.
Commissioner Boza.
Present.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Swope. Commissioner Tolbert. Tim, I saw his name up here a minute ago. Is it not there now?
He was just there, I thought.
Yeah, he was. That's what I was saying. He must have cut off. We'll see how that goes. But at any rate, we have 3 or 4 or 5. So in either event, we do have our quorum. We have Alan Burke, Melissa Campos, Sabrina Evans, Mom Adani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel from DBPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the Commission's facilitator. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it to you to go ahead and take care of the agenda and the meeting minutes, sir.
Thanks, Jeff. Hope everyone's keeping warm this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any changes to the posted agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Thanks. Any, a second?
Boza, second.
Thank you. Any discussions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. A motion passes unanimously. Are there any revisions or additions to the posted meeting minutes and or the facilitator summary report for the December 4th, 2025 meeting? If not, is there a motion to approve the minutes and report as posted?
Company to approve.
Thanks, Dave. A second?
Those a second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes again unanimously. All of the conditional approvals, moving on to number 4, all of the conditional approvals from the December 9th, 2025 Commission meeting have been met, with the exception of FL-46130, FL-46616, FL-46960, and FL-47478. Mo, are there any developments regarding any of those?
No, they're still dormant, so no activities at this point.
Okay, thank you, Mo.
Well,
Melissa, could you please provide the product approval and entity statistics reports?
Sure. We had 8,068 products, bringing it to 8,827. We had 33,903 products that came out to be a total of 36,362, and for the entities we had 134, and the total is 456.
All right, moving on to section 5, Jeff is going to facilitate this portion of the meeting. Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'll take the consent agenda of entities. There are 16. Is there any public comment? If not, Mr. Chairman, back to you.
Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of the product approval entities recommended for approval to the 2023 code as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
A second?
That is a second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Again, motion passes unanimously. Yeah.
Yes, sir. We go next to the consent agenda. Product approvals recommended for approval. There's 122. Unless there's any public comment, I see no hands up. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you for a motion.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products recommended for approval to the 2023 code as posted?
Compton, will you approve?
Second?
Those will second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'll jump in for a second. Just,
sure.
Hey, this is my first time joining the POC, and just for my benefit, some of the comments on the staff analysis are, you know, that there's conditional approval or anything of that nature. Is that accounted for in this motion?
No, sir, it's not. We'll take those with comments individually.
Okay.
Conditional approvals are handled after the consent.
Understood. All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Okay, so hearing no more discussion, can I get a motion to approve?
Compton, move to approve.
Second?
This is second.
Great, all in favor, signify by aye.
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 Aye. Again, motion passes unanimously. Now back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's 11 products with comments, and just for Commissioner Bose's benefit, we take these on consent agendas, one for approval and one for conditional approval. Unless anybody has any specific comments, we ask the public if there's any comment, and then we ask if any commissioner has any. Sometimes this is, you know, at different points in the cycle, there could be hundreds, you know, potentially in the past on these, so this is something that we devised years ago, and it's worked effectively. So when we get, well, I'll explain that, the conditional. So for those that were recommended by staff for approval, there's four. So we take them on a consent agenda. They're 47760, 47857, 47858, and 47923. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment on any of those four products recommended for approval? Seeing no hands, I come back to the commission. Unless any commissioner has any specific comments, any of those, I'll turn it to our chairman Hershberger for a motion.
Thanks, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments recommended for approval to the 2023 code? There a second? Thank you. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Tim Tolbert. I had to jump on by phone. I kept getting disconnected by computer, but I'm part of that vote.
Okay. Tim, just for the record, I did notice that I was actually going to ask if that was you, but this will be your first vote then? Is that correct?
Yes, that's
four. Were you?
Yes, that's
okay. So it'll be four votes for going forward. Thanks, Tim. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Glad you're back on. Hopefully you didn't freeze up there, and that's why you dropped off.
Okay.
So we're ready for the vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion passes unanimously. Moving on to conditional approval, Jeff.
Yes, sir, Chairman, we have seven. These are FL 47861, 47862, 47864, 47910, 47927, 47930, and 47937. All are recommended for conditional approval based on the conditions recommended by DBPR staff and reflected in the posted documentation. Is there anybody from the public that wish to comment on any one of those seven recommended for conditional approval? I see none. Does any commissioner have any issue with any of those seven? Seeing none, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it to you for your motion.
Thanks, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments, seven of them, recommended for conditional approval to the 2023 code based on the conditions recommended by DPPR staff and reflected in the posted documentation?
Move to approve.
Thanks, Dave. A second?
There's a second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Again, motion passes unanimously. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last item is there's no action required in the commission. These are the, where Commissioner Bose's benefit. A number of years ago, the legislature passed a law that products that were submitted under certain methods would, you know, go through an administrative review by staff, and unless there's issues, it would be recommended, or they would be approved without having to go through a process. So there were 90 applications, only one had comments, all have been recommended for approval or are approved per staff's recommendations. Yeah, Commissioner Bose, do you have a question? Oh, no, okay, good.
All right, the POC welcomes your comments on its actions or any other topic under the POC's purview. A public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. If you wish to make a comment, please use the raised hand icon to identify and identify your name when Jeff asks, and he will stack and list the names for public comment. Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? I see no hands raised, Mr. Chairman. I'll turn it back to you for the wrap-up.
Great. Are there any final POC member comments? Any staff member comments?
No, staff is good. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and I want to take a minute and thank Edward for joining the group. It's nice to have an additional body on here so we can make sure that we meet that quorum every time we meet. So thank you, Edward. And we'll see you guys all in via conference call in a week and a half or so. So with that, the next POC meeting will be held on Thursday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. And I thank you all for your participation. There being no further business, we stand adjourned at 10:12 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Thanks, everybody.